Funding for The Spark is provided by Capital Blue Cross, focused on creating a healthier future for our communities through innovations like its Capital Blue Cross Connect Health and Wellness Centers, which provide in-person services and inspire healthy living. Learn more at capitalbluecross.com. The Spark is also supported by UPMC. Choose UPMC for your family's healthcare needs close to home. Visit upmc.com/centralPA for a complete list of services and locations.
The inaugural Mount Gretna International Film Festival will take place on August 18th from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. and serves as a platform to support and celebrate emerging and established filmmakers in their shared passion for cinema as an all-encompassing art form. The film festival will also coincide with Mount Gretna's most celebrated event, the nationally ranked outdoor art show, which will be celebrating its 50th year. And today on The Spark, we have a gang of organizers that had helped put this event together. And with us today, we have Vicky Dietzler, Kelly Carey Royer, Cody Hasler, and Janice Balmer. And I want to say and thank them all for joining us on The Spark today. Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Spark.
Hello. Thank you so much for having us. We are so excited to talk to you.
Yes, it is. It is my pleasure. So let's kick things off with this. What is this film festival? What can we expect?
Well, this film festival is going to be awesome. That's what this film festival is. It is the first annual Mount Gretna International Film Festival. Mount GIF is what we're calling it. And it's going to be Sunday, August 18th in Mount Gretna during Mount Gretna's art show, which we can talk a whole lot about. Carrie Royer is with us, who's the art show director. But it is a film festival. It's a chance to really celebrate new, emerging, and established filmmakers from anywhere, certainly from Lebanon County, but everywhere. Mm. We're just really excited, Marquis, to add sort of a whole new branch of art to the art show, right? This is a whole other genre that I think is really going to complement the art show. It's going to blow up. We're really excited.
Now, was this done intentionally? Because you did say that film is a form of art, you know, and sometimes that's something that gets glossed over when people talk about art for whatever reason. So was this intentional to add this extra arm, we'll say, of art for your annual art show?
It is. You know, Vicky, do you want to talk about just sort of the genesis a little bit of what the spark behind this to, pun intended?
Sure. Thank you, Janice. And thank you, Marcus, for talking with us today. This is very personal to me. My husband and I lost our son, Evan, last March in 2023. Mm-hmm. And Evan was a product of the Lebanon County area in Mount Gretna. We have a cottage there, and he always loved Mount Gretna, and it's a very much an arts community. Our son grew up doing community theater. He did, he was an extra in movies. He loved entertainment, loved film. In high school, he was very much a part of the student news network there, and actually achieved a lot of success. He went on because he said, "Mom, I know how to tell the story in front of the camera. I want to learn how to tell the story behind the camera." Mm. He went on to Temple and he graduated magna cum laude with a degree in film, and then moved out to California and was the creative director for a company called Warren Lotus. Loving life. And sadly, you know, he passed away far too young, but he would say to me, Marcus, all the time, Gretna needs a film festival. That is the perfect place. It's just the perfect venue for this. Mom, this is something we got to make happen someday. You and I are going to work on that someday. So Marcus, we're working on it now. Oh. And these wonderful people, when I approached Carrie Royer, who is in charge of the art show, and asked her, "Hey, would you consider this?" The reception that we got for this was just remarkable. Mm. And I'm just so pleased and thrilled that we're able to do this. And all of the proceeds that came to us, I shouldn't say proceeds, that's not the right word. the wonderful memorial contributions that came to us when our son passed, that's what we're using to seed the prize money. So it's really special that way too.
And Carrie, for you, when you received this message that hey, we should add this film festival component to the art show, where did your mind go? You know, why did you say yes?
Well, I will say that 2024 is the 50th art show. Mm. So the Lebanon County Commissioners proclaimed 2024 the Year of the Arts.
Oh.
And that's in celebration of our 50th show and the impact that the art show has made on our community. So we have been trying to come up with really magnificent community-based events to celebrate the arts leading up to the art show. And speaking with Vicky about doing this inaugural film festival, I mean, it's the cinema is a whole different branch of the arts that mm-hmm. we haven't explored yet. And in my mind, it's storytelling, it's acting, it's writing, it's cinematography, it's editing, and it's a visual and performing arts. And we have a beautiful historic open air playhouse attached to the show. So it makes a really exciting fit.
You know, something you talk about a lot of, Marquise, on a lot of your episodes deals a lot with community, right? Mm-hmm. And establishing community and celebrating community so we all feel like we have a place.
Mm.
And the art show has done that remarkably, you know, for 5 decades now. But adding this component strengthens that sense of community even more, because now we're saying to creators in this in these avenues, in these genres, to say, come, look, we have a place for you to express yourself, to address the world around you. And we're saying to all of our patrons from past years and this year, please come and see all of the things that we have to show you, to share with you, because that's how we learn from each other, right? Like, that's how we learn. That's how we grow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Vicky, with this film festival, what do you hope the audience, the patrons, the film festival goers, what do you hope that they learn from this, that they glean from this?
Well, I hope that they come and they see that, you know, if they're passionate about film, if they're passionate to make film, that they have another wonderful opportunity to showcase their work, to receive recognition for it, to hopefully launch some of their efforts, you know, forward. I think, you know, my son would really be happy about that. Mm. And for us, I would like to have that happen. And I would hope that other folks would just be entertained. You know, film is about connection. It's about entertainment. It's about learning. It's all of those things. So I love the lineup that we have. You know, we have the entertainment forms of drama, comedy, horror. That was one that my son was a big fan of. Mm. And then we also have documentary. So you can learn something, you can be entertained, you can engage. I think film brings people together in a different way. And I hope that people come and they get, you know, a very great experience out of that. And it's something that we can build upon as we move forward.
Now, is the submission portal still open? And if it is, how can folks submit their work?
That's an awesome question. Yes, it is open. Absolutely. So for any filmmaker that's listening, we're using the platform Film Freeway, which if you're in this biz, you know that. But where folks can find all the information, regardless if you are a creator and want to submit and or want to attend, the website, it's Mount Gretna Arts, but it's mtgretnaarts.com. Has a page for the film festival. It also talks about the art show. And there's a link there for creators to submit their short films via Film Freeway. So the show this year, because it's our inaugural year, we're kind of getting our feet wet. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a show of short films. So everything will be 5 minutes or less in duration.
And the location, you know, just to tell a quick story here, going to Lancaster Catholic, we would always go to Mount Gretna for our retreats, whether it was the ninth grade retreat or the 12th grade retreat or somewhere in the middle. We always went to the great Mount Gretna Outdoors for the retreat. So how does the location of the festival, you know, nestled in the nice wooded community of Mount Gretna, how does that enhance the overall experience for the attendees?
Do you want to talk about that,
Karen? Mount Gretna just has this charm about it, and it people come to our show and they just feel like they're part of something special. And I think that that's another part of what the art show can offer to the film festival, is to marry the sense of place that we have along with this exciting artistic adventure. I wanted to talk a little bit more. You had asked about the prizes, and Evan's memorial contributions are going to help make our inaugural film festival a success. And we do have very generous prizes from his family, but we have a special award. And I think Vicki should talk about that a little bit.
Oh, yes, please do.
The best of show.
Again, working with this committee has been just tremendous, and people have added in different things. So there's two that are very special, and we also need to talk about the whole student piece, because that's also going to be important. But we are going to have Evan talked often about that he had the greatest life, and one of the awards is an honor of that he had the greatest life. And so we are calling it Girls
Help. Victus Maxima.
Yeah, Invictus Maxima, to represent the Greatest Life Award. And that's going to be very special for us. We also are having another category that is the Hometown Award.
Yep.
And
yep,
we're going to open that up to hometown filmmakers, because we think that would be important too. Defining the area of hometown, it yet has to be determined what that means. Could be the whole state of Pennsylvania, but we really want it to be reflective of filmmakers that are in and around this area or this state.
How will the festival leverage its alignment with the Year of the Arts to maximize its impact?
Ready?
Yeah. Well, we're so excited to be a force for the Year of the Arts in Lebanon County. The art show this year, we are doing all kinds of community-based celebratory art around the show. We're doing a lot of public art installations. We are doing some more permanent art installations. We are doing some locally based, we're partnering with some nonprofits to have art included in some of their activities. And this year at the show now, we're going to have something for everyone. We'll have artists. It will be there for art lovers. We'll have a kids art show. We have music, including jazz and bluegrass on our main stage. We always have a gourmet food court, so we have foodies who come to our show, and now we have this film festival to offer, so we're very excited.
Excited for Keys, because, you know, operationally, if I can say this, from starting something, like, Vicki and I are thrilled with the committee that's with us to be taking advantage of sort of the infrastructure that the art show and that Carrie has graciously, you know, offered to us. So things that, you know, anytime you think about putting together a big event for the public, you need to think about safety and emergency services and parking and traffic control and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And we're so fortunate because the art show has this tremendous infrastructure already. So we're kind of able to glom onto that for this first year, which we're super appreciative of and excited about.
So then this is a whole situation then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is a whole situation. You know, the art show is 2 days. For people that aren't familiar, the art show runs both Saturday and Sunday, August 17th and 18th. The film festival, however, is just Sunday from noon to 3 in the Playhouse,
which is kind of part of the whole art show in the center of Mount Gretna. So when people pay to come to the art show on Sunday, that will include entry to the film festival.
And
Marcus, what they'll see will be a screening of the award winners. So they'll get to screen those films, and then also the award presentations will happen. And we are very excited to announce that Kim Lemon, who was an anchor on WGAL, she's retired now. She's going to be our MC.
Oh, wow.
She's bringing a lot of, grace and class to our event. So super excited to have her join us. I think the screening is going to be wonderful, and it's going to give filmmakers and viewers a chance to network and connect. And listen, no film festival would be complete without the parties. So there's definitely going to be some fun parties about the festival before and after.
Oh, man, you all have Kim Lemon, a.k.a. The GOAT. You're going to have parties.
This
sounds like a whole lit situation. I'll say that. It sounds like it's going to be fantastic. So for your filmmakers, what criteria did they have to pass so that they could be accepted? What criteria did they have to meet?
You got it.
For their films to be screened?
Well, I wanted to just give a shout out to Cody Hassler, is a teacher at Cedar Crest High School. He's the director of the broadcast video department there. Evan was a graduate of Cedar Crest and the broadcast video crew back in the day. So Cody has graciously come on board to kind of help manage the entire submission judging process. It's actually Cody, and the other co-lead is Carrie's son, Finn, who is a budding filmmaker. So they're kind of running a nice cohort of judges. So for submissions, to answer your question, right now it's a very nominal entry fee for filmmakers to pay to toss their hat in their ring, submit their videos via Film Freeway. And then submissions are open now through June 15th. June 15th is a big date. So June 15th is when the submission process closes. That gives our judges about a month to do their thing. And so they've got some rubrics and some best practices that they've been gleaming from other film festivals and folks in the business, where they will go through and rate the films on everything from production quality, sound, writing, acting, editing, all those kinds of things. And in fact, at the show, not only will there be those the big award winners, but we'll also be recognizing some craft award winners too, for things like best sound, best editing, things like that. So what people just need to do, there's kind of a short list of what the requirements are in terms of length of film. I said 5 minutes or less, and then a few other things about the submission process. But that's all detailed on the website. People can get the scoop there.
So will there be networking or collaboration opportunities for filmmakers?
Well, yes. Our plan is, our hope is that every filmmaker, will want to come, whether they have submitted something to be judged or not, but that we'll get a lot of folks who are filmmakers or budding filmmakers. And that at the end of sessions, we'll have some Q&As so that we can engage the filmmakers with audience members, with community members too, so people can be networking and also finding out more about the process. Student participation is really key too. I know Vicky had mentioned that earlier. We are really focused on growing and supporting emerging creators to honor Evan and his legacy. And so, as I mentioned, Cody Hassler from Cedar Crest, he obviously has a lot of networks in STN, which is a big network of student television makers. We've got other committee members who have reached out to literally every film college and school in sort of the Northeast to promote entries so that we're capturing, budding artists as well. So, and one of the winning categories at the show is best student selection. It's for students who are, high school and younger. So you have to be at least 14, I think. But, we're trying to offer and entice creators of all different kinds.
I will tell you this. You all are doing some great work, especially for the students, because my high school, during high school, during our times, we definitely did not have this kind of accommodations. This is so awesome. It is so great. And you all filling in those gaps for those students. So again, before we head out, we have about 30 seconds here. Before we head on out, if you can tell the folks at home when the event is, where it's at, make an appeal to them to come on out. Floor is yours.
Come on out to the 50th annual Mount Gretna Art Show on August 17th and 18th, featuring our inaugural film festival on August 18th in the historic open-air Mount Gretna Playhouse.
Oh, I want to thank you all for coming on the Spark and just giving us this great information. Vicky, this is a wonderful, fantastic way to honor your son. I mean, this is this mwah, chef's kiss. This is fantastic. Thank you all for coming on the Spark and giving us this great information. Thank you once again.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, it is my pleasure.